Hi, Andrew Middleton from the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast here again. And in this episode, we discover that the social networking theme, which is featured in several of the recent podcasts, continues in a rather unexpected way. As I attend and take part in the Barcamp Scotland gathering. So we'll find out what Barcamps are, I hope, and consider their relationship to social networking. It's a Saturday afternoon, a really nice sunny Saturday afternoon, and I'm in Edinburgh. I was invited by Ewan McIntosh to the Barcamp Scotland event that's happening here this afternoon. Haven't really got a clue at this stage what I've come to, but I'll be meeting up with everyone. I think there seem to be about 70 other people turning up to this fairly ad hoc event. Talk about learning technologies, innovation, that sort of thing. I don't really know how it's going to be run. So anyway, I'll be reporting back at some point, and hopefully we'll get a few voices, some of them Scottish undoubtedly, as we go along. So here we are with social networking again, but this is a new approach to what we've been discussing recently on this podcast. So anyway, let's see what happens. Well, I'm here at the Barcamp, and it's about 25 past two now. It's quite interesting the way it's working out. Quite a lot of people are putting up ideas for sessions, which seem to be scheduled out for every 20 minutes. So people are putting up ideas that look like short paper conference sessions or just questions. And I've just put up an idea as well. So at 20 past five this afternoon, I will be hosting something which I vaguely sketched out on the train on the way up, which is going to be called Educational Podcasting Don't Record Your Lecture. So as I was writing it up, I heard a few people saying, oh, that sounds good. So fingers crossed that will go okay. I've had a few conversations already about Second Life. I've talked to a few people about the idea for a Second Life lesson plan scenario that I'm developing at the moment, and it's only 25 past two, so at half past I think we're actually going to kick off with a few of the sessions. There seem to be three different rooms, so I think I better get planning what I'm going to go and take part in. Speak to you later.
Unconferences work when people have been to one before, I think, so I'm going to just kind of try and help organise a little bit. Outside, when you came in, you'll have noticed the banks of kind of bits of paper. They're for different venues, and one of them, this one here, is full up already with lots of interesting stuff. But there's a lot of folk here, and the idea is that everyone contributes something. Even if it's a little something, even if it's a few of you getting together. The one problem I think we have in Scotland is we're not very good at shouting about what we do, and we think that the stuff that we do is not that good. Maybe it doesn't merit 10 or 20 minutes standing up talking about it and sharing it, or why would you be interested in it? So please, there will be someone somewhere interested in what you're doing. Michael, come along to it. Please put up an idea when you go outside. Are you happy? You'll be happier when you get bored. Please do sign up. Make sure you contribute something as well to this. Enjoy your day. It's 6 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Christopher, and I'm the founder of a visual search engine called PageBull, and I just moved here to Edinburgh, and I'm interested in technology.
Hi, I'm Florian, I'm one of your hosts today. I can help you with finance, with financial models, and I play Shinty. If anybody wants to join our team, then please send me off for us.
All the open source guys go to him.
Hi, I'm Max Polyakov, I'm co-founder and owner of ID Group, which consists of 8 companies.
Hi, I'm James Littlejohn. I'm an unconference junkie. I'm also co-founder of VPath.com, based in Silicon Valley in Aberdeen, and I'll do a demo of VPath.
Standalone tools still give you a huge information problem. It's nobody's job to make your schema validator and your style sheet processor and your X-Include processor and your data binding system work together. Well, that's what a pipeline is all about.
It's a tool for organizing your documents. And it recognizes that most people have PDFs with stupid file names that have numbers. You download it from a journal, you get 75244.pdf. You don't want that. And also, you don't want to have to sit there and rename everything, because you rename stuff, you've got what? You've got one string. It's crap. You want to be able to browse by author, you want to be able to browse by title. So that's what this does. It does it with a trick. And the trick is that over the past few years, a new standard has emerged called DOI, and that's a unique identifier.
Basically, I'm looking for some help. And my domain is education, higher education. I'm at a point where I've been running a podcast for about 18 months. And the reason I'm doing it is because, well, loads of reasons. But the thing I told my boss was, well, you know, here's a technology. It's looking interesting. And but what's it going to mean to our academics? Are they going to be able to manage it? How's it going to impact on their practice?
And when they come to class, they can participate in a lecture and they say, how did you feel about how China manages tourism demand?
Do you know what percentage of the students actually do the pre-vision work? I do something similar. I call it pre-vision. You called it?
I used to call it, prep work precursor.
Yeah. I am on my way back now. This bar camp was absolutely great. It was like rapid development conference. The day started with people going in there and scribbling up ideas of sessions they wanted to do, and that's what happened. I mean, it was a bit of a slow start, but once it got going, it was relentless. And even though a couple of the sessions weren't that interesting, it was just being part of a gathering where, you know, everyone was there to share and actually had a lot of really interesting things to say. Yeah, so I did my session on educational podcast models. Can't even remember what it's called now, but session went very, very quickly. I prepared, you know, 4 or 5 slides, really, as I sat in a couple of the other sessions, and I didn't refer that much to them, but, you know, you find yourself in that situation that you know your subject, actually. And I had one single question: should we be encouraging academics to record their lectures? That was my question for today. And there was never going to be enough time to answer that one. But we had a go. So, yeah, a very useful session, and one that I wasn't really expecting to do until I actually arrived here. So, good experience. The opportunity to network was great. And I've networked like I've never networked before. It was a great day. And I'm looking forward to a nice, quiet journey home on the train now.
Well, thank you for joining me again. If you have any ideas that you'd like to see discussed on the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast, then do get in touch. You can find the podcast at http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com, and you can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk.